It is important to use the correct water temperature for different types of tea. Some teas, like whites and greens, are best infused at lower water temperatures. If you use overly hot water with white or green teas, you can bruise the tea leaves, resulting in a bitter cup of tea. However, other teas, including blacks and herbals, need water that is boiling hot to properly extract all the flavor. If the water is not right at boiling, black teas will not properly infuse and you will miss out on all the wonderful middle notes of the tea. The Chinese actually have a term to signify the proper water boiling point. When you see fish eyes, the small string of bubbles, or simmering, that is the correct water temperature for white and green teas. If you continue to let the water boil for a few more seconds, you see a string of pearls. This is the right water temperature for oolong teas. Wait a few more moments, and once the water is at a rolling boil, this is the optimal water temperature for black teas and herbals. When someone calls in and they're upset with your company, show genuine compassion, because we've all been there. Try to say it with conviction. I'm really sorry that happened. What we do not recommend is saying, "Sorry about that." Sure, with the right tone, it can seem sincere, but really, it's a throwaway phrase that actually may frustrate the caller further. Once you know what the customer really needs, you can begin to find a solution and execute on it. Knowing your company's products or services is key here. Just as important is knowing who does what with the company. The more knowledgeable you are, the more efficiently you can reach the right person, group, or department to resolve the issue. At first, new documents created have just a single layer with a flat background, whereas photos opened are indeed Photoshop documents made by the photo itself. In case these layers are in italic, you can unlock modifications on these by double-clicking. Let's start working on the new document by adding a photo on it. Once the photo is open on Photoshop, you can enable the rectangular marquee tool and click and drag on the photo to select it all. Then, go to Edit, Cut, and then open the interested document to go to Edit and paste on it. The photo will be added as a new layer under the Layers window.